From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 15 years behind bars for a McKinleyville man for striking and killing a 16-year-old girl while driving while intoxicated on Central Avenue. Lost Coast Outpost reports a judge sentenced 49-year-old James Merrick Tuesday after he pleaded guilty last month to the hit-and-run death of Tessa Gingrich. She was one of three people walking along the road when Merrick, driving on bald tires, lost control of his truck and hit her. He had already been on probation for another drunk driving offense. His blood alcohol level, 0.19. Authorities have now identified the man stabbed to death in an incident Saturday in McKinleyville. The victim, 30-year-old Dylan Liakos of Ronard Park. A disturbance call came from the 1100 block of Boss Road on Saturday. Deputies got there and found Liakos on the sidewalk. Life-saving efforts were started and the subject was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Deputies later arrested 40-year-old Brian Leiteritz of McKinleyville, charged with murder and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. After final air clearance tests, results showed that no asbestos fibers were detected in the air. Gist Hall reopened as of Monday. HSU is celebrating the reopening on Thursday in the lobby of Gist Hall, starting at 8:30 in the morning. Back in May, Gist Hall was shut down out of an abundance of caution following the discovery of the possible presence of disturbed asbestos. The disturbed material was found during a check of the building's systems following reports of heating issues. Housing and Residence Life at Humboldt State University will hold an emergency simulation today to test campus and community response teams. The exercise taking place at 6 p.m. at a residence hall on campus. The simulation will be loud and include participation from Housing and Residence Life, the University Police Department, the Arcata Fire Department, and Arcata Mad River Ambulance. Passersby may see smoke coming out of a residence hall and actors crying for help. First responders will be using emergency radios, and traffic flow on campus could be affected. Two people sought by authorities in connection with a drug probe in Humboldt County. Officers served a search warrant at a residence on the 5100 block of Walnut Drive in Eureka on Monday, but two residents there, 53-year-old Maria Camacho and 62-year-old Richard Langdon, were already gone. She was suspected of distributing large amounts of methamphetamine, and he of helping her. What agents did find was about half pound of suspected methamphetamine buried on the property. Agents have since secured warrants through the Humboldt County Superior Court for Camacho and for Langdon. The charges of the warrant include possession of controlled substances for sales and illegal possession of ammunition. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.